The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You're going to love this. Some caterpillars can whistle, letting out squeaks that can fend off attacking birds. They don't whistle by puckering their lips and blowing, since they don't have lips. Instead, they blow air out their sides. Scientists have known for more than 100 years that many caterpillars can generate clicking or squeaking noises. However, researchers have only recently begun to experimentally investigate how these noises are made and what roles they might play. For instance, silk moth caterpillars make clicking sounds by snapping their mandibles together. But now, for the first time, researchers have revealed that walnut sphinx caterpillars can toot from their sides. Unlike reptiles, birds, and mammals, insects don't breathe using their mouths, but with holes in their sides known as spiracles. In lab experiments with the walnut sphinx caterpillars, it was learned that the squeaks emanate from the eighth set of spiracles, or breathing holes. And through closely observing the response of warblers to the squeaks, they found that when the birds attacked, the caterpillars whistled, and the birds typically flinched and hopped or flew away. Remarkably, the caterpillars got away completely unscathed.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.